ти не прийшов, як місяць зійшов, я тебе чекала. Чи коня нема, чи стежки не знав, мати не пускала.
Я знав, і мати пускала. Найменша сестра, подай не зросла, сідельце сховала. Найменша сестра, подай не зросла, сідельце сховала. Сестра, сідельце знайшла, коня осідлала. Твої братіньку, то дівчиноньки, що тебе чекала. Твої братіньку, то дівчиноньки, що тебе чекала.
Was Zubrivka from Toronto, from their CDs, Novu Vdoma Hobangan, and a song called Chom Ty Ne Prisho, Why Didn't You Come? Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. З вами Павліна Макворі. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Ми маємо дуже цікаві новини на сьогоднішній програмі. Hello there and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio here on the PCJ Radio Network. I'm Paula Demchik-McQuarrie, your host. Thank you so much for joining me. We have got a great program lined up for you. We've got Sylvia Molnar coming along with Ukrainian food flair and a recipe and some information about mushrooms. As well, Stefan Andrusiak from Rushnichok in Montreal will be joining us with another Rushnichok story, and actually this is a nod to the Ukrainian-Canadian Congress, which will be congregating in Vancouver next weekend. As well, we've got an interview with Joy Smith. She is a member of Parliament for St. Paul Kildonan in Winnipeg. She is Canada's leading advocate in the fight against human trafficking, and she was in Kyiv earlier this week, actually, June 10th and 11th, and she was a keynote speaker as well as she made a presentation at an OSCE conference on human trafficking. We spoke with her last week just before she left, and too late to include in this presentation. program, but it is still very much a timely topic. So stay tuned for that, as well our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And coming up next is another Toronto group. This is Dunai. Here they are now with a song from their upcoming brand new CD. It is called Marichka.
Б'ється, наче змійка, неспокійна річка, тулиться близенько до підніжжя гір. А на тому боці там живе Марічка, в хаті, що сховалась у зелений бік. Як із хати вийде, на порозі стане, аж блищить красою широчінь ріки. Ай, як усміхнеться, ще й з-під лоба гляне, хоч качі у воду, кажуть парубки.
Мария, You can now hear programs from PCJ Radio while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in the App Store. It's free and just takes a few seconds. For more information, go to www.pcjmedia.com and click on the Stitcher logo on the right menu. PCJ Radio on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio.
The long-awaited film Holodomor, Ukraine's Genocide, is now available on DVD. Created by producer Marta Tomku and Hollywood film director Bobby Lee, this is the first U.S. film to spotlight the deliberate death by starvation of millions of Ukrainians in 1932 and 33. Holodomor, Ukraine's Genocide, sheds light on a dark chapter in human history, which to this day some still deny happened. DVD and more information at holodomorthemovie.com.
Don't miss the fun at the 40th Annual Ukrainian Pesenka Festival, July 5th, 6th, and 7th in Beggarville, Alberta. 5 grandstand shows featuring dance groups Shumka and Chetamosh, choral groups and soloists, 5 dance bands including Dadamatai from Ukraine, and much more. As well, traditional Ukrainian folk arts demonstrations and displays, rope making and blacksmithing shops at the Pioneer Village, and the Yarmarik Marketplace. Savor the smell of homemade clay oven baked bread. Take in the cultural variety showcase of multicultural performances and kick up your heels at the evening zabavas. Enjoy Ukrainian music all weekend long and, of course, delicious authentic Ukrainian food and on-site camping. This year, to celebrate the festival's 40th anniversary, Main Gate admission is free for all 3 days. That's the Ukrainian Pesenka Festival, July 5th, 6th, and 7th in Vegreville, Alberta. Details at www.pesenkafestival.com.
Чоботи, чоботи, ви мої, наробили клопоту ви мені. Чоботи, чоботи, збуга я, не бояться холоду, ай-я-я. А такі чоботи щось віддав, а за ті чоботи дочки взяв. Чоботи, чоботи, ви мої, наробили клопоту ви мені. Чоботи, чоботи, збуга я, не бояться холоду, ай-я-я. А це та дівчинонько, що любив. Чоботи, чоботи, ви мої, наробили клопоту ви мені. Чоботи, чоботи, збуга я, не бояться холоду, ай-я-я. Ось за тіні чоботи кусточку, а хто мені вибере сорочку. Чоботи, чоботи, ви мої, наробили клопоту ви мені. Чоботи, чоботи, збуга я, не бояться холоду, ай-я-я.
Young polka group from Calgary,
and a song with a title that very much reflects on things that will happen at the Vegreville Pesenka Festival and other festivals and Ukrainian gatherings. What kind of a Ukrainian gathering is it without dancing? And what kind of dancers won't be wearing chobote or boots? And those fine young musicians go by the name of Zheto, which translates into English as rye. And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. Here's a very good recipe for pickled mushrooms. You will never go back to the jarred pickled mushrooms once you try this easy recipe. Did you know that the mushroom is the fruiting body of a certain fungus and botanically one of the simplest plants? It has no roots, stems, or leaves. It produces no flowers or seeds and relies on spores, reproductive cells, to reproduce itself. The mushroom lacks chlorophyll and therefore cannot carry out photosynthesis to manufacture its own food from sunlight. It has to depend on non-living organic matter for its food, a fact that makes mushroom growing totally different from growing other food plants. There are thousands of wild mushroom species growing in the world, probably over 3,000, some edible, some poisonous. Many mushroom species grow in profusion throughout Ukraine. I've had the privilege of tasting many varieties from the Carpathian region when I was traveling there a few years back. It was one of the best culinary experiences I've ever had in my life. We bought a variety of mushrooms from children who were selling them on the highway at one of our stops. And at a nearby hotel, we had the chef prepare the mushrooms for us in fresh cream. They were delicious. So get your pens ready for my recipe for pickled mushrooms. You'll need the following: 1 pound button or cultivated mushrooms, 2 small onions thinly sliced, 2/3 cup vinegar, 1/2 cup water, 10 peppercorns, 1 teaspoon salt, and 1 teaspoon sugar or to taste, 1 bay leaf, and 1 tablespoon of olive oil. Clean and wash the mushrooms, leaving the stems on. Cover with boiling salted water and cook for 15 minutes. Drain and cool. Layer mushrooms and onion slices in a sealer. Simmer vinegar and water, bay leaf, peppercorns, salt, and sugar. Pour this over the mushrooms and onions. Top with oil. Cover and let marinate in the refrigerator for 1 to 3 days. Remove the bay leaf and peppercorns if their flavor becomes too strong. Until next time, try it. It's Ukrainian.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Ой, дівчина по грибі ходила, в темнім лісі гаю забудила.
Чорнява нічки, не спала, нічки, не спала.
And speaking of mushrooms, that was a group called Millennia from Edmonton singing about mushrooms. Oi, divchen na pohrebe hodila. And that translates as the young woman went to pick mushrooms. And again, that was Millennia from Edmonton from their most recent CD, Bratia, which means brothers.
This is Stefan Andrusiak from Rushnechok, and you're listening to Nash Holos with host Paulette McQuarrie. Дорогі слухачі, від всіх наших членів оркестри Рушничок, великий привіт вам! Ви слухаєте радіопередачу «Наш голос».
Рушничок, дозвольте нам заграти. Рушничок, Степан Юрко, Євген Андрій, наша пісня, рідний стрім, ми хлопці із Канади. Рушничок, ми хлопці із Канади. Хе-хей, хе-хей! Звикли до паради, бажаємо, hey, 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 hey. Що не з тим все скромне, щире, і це все ми хлопці із Канади.
It was January 25th, 1971. The Ukrainian-Canadian Congress in Montreal was presenting its annual debutante ball, and a young band called Rushnichok was the featured performer. The Sheraton Hotel, what a thrill. From social galas to social issues since 1940, Congrès Ukrainsių Kanady, or KUK, has ensured that Ukrainians thrive as a vibrant, contributing, and well-represented part of Canada's fabric. It also maintains ties to help Ukraine. It's quite a dance, even when it isn't throwing a debutante's ball. It's done with pride, respect for our partners, and in rhythm with all that is best foreign about Canada. Techa voda kalamutna. The waters flow turbulently, and sometimes I'm sad, says the singer. Sometimes I too feel like I've been roughed up. But all in perspective. You can't remain complacent, for life is calling us. My bandmate and kum, Yurko Shtek, was inspired to add the sound of a trailing tuba, ever so slightly off the pace. And I love it. I think it makes the song. On June 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, at the Holiday Inn Suites in downtown Vancouver, KUK is holding its national annual general meeting. I will be there with provincial, national, and municipal representatives from across our country. It's my privilege to head the Ontario Council. But like the guy with the tuba, I'll have to run hard to keep up with the best practices of my friends and colleagues. For all of them, for you out there running your festivals and dance groups, parish councils, galas, church food sales, Ukrainian schools, summer camps, concerts, zabava bands, and of course, Pavlina, radio shows. From Rushnichok Volume 4, what better song for KUK than the Cuckoo Song, sometimes known as Kukuriku Kutkudak.
Дело мене мавтеш, мърчи, куку. За Иванки, кариорчи, куку. Та хей, пека сала буде бити, щоб Иванки не любити. Кукурику, куку, дай. Пека сала буде бити, щоб Иванки не любити. Кукурику, куку, дай. Тече вода каламутна, куку. Такий смутний куку, та гей, я не смутилам це бити, ой злочі буря бити, кукуріку куку да. Я не смутилам це бити, ой злочі буря бити, кукуріку куку да.
Ukrainian News Outlook.
Coming up, Ukrainian streets underwater, Ukraine court ruling on the mayor elections in Kiev, and teen prostitution in Ukraine. I'm Keith Parron. For the past while now, we've seen television images coming from Europe and also Eastern Europe about the floods that are taking place in Germany and Hungary. Kiev is also affected by the floods. And the government has stepped in with military help to combat the problem and to save people from drowning. We have this report from Susan Hamilton.
Much of Central Europe is awash as deadly flooding claims at least 12 lives and continues to drive thousands of people from their homes. As Germany struggles to tackle its worst floods in a decade, the army has been called in to help reinforce river defense systems. Chancellor Angela Merkel visited the city of Passau in the hard-hit Bavaria region in the southeast of the country on Tuesday. She's pledged 100 million euros of emergency aid to the area. Meteorologists say the worst could be over for Passau, but warn that the central city of Dresden could be next. Across the border in Austria, the situation remains critical. Some parts of the country have received 2 months' worth of rain in just a few days. It's pushed the Danube River close to peak level, causing severe floods in the states of Tyrol, Styria and Upper Austria. Eastwards to Ukraine, where several streets in the capital Kiev are underwater. A storm warning has been issued for the city for Tuesday night and Wednesday. Forecasters warn that Ukraine may suffer further flooding if the Central European deluge spreads through Slovakia towards its borders.
Well, there just isn't disruption on politics in Ukraine on the national level, also on the local level, particularly in Kiev, where the city was without a mayor for 1 year. But now that there is a mayor in place, a lot of people are protesting the fact that he was appointed by the government. And people are calling for protests. Richard Baring has the story.
There have been calls for protests in Ukraine following a court decision over the election of Kiev's mayor that's seen as beneficial to the government and damaging to the opposition. The Constitutional Court ruled that the vote in the capital, an opposition stronghold, should not take place until October 2015. Kiev's last elected mayor resigned a year ago, and the president appointed a ruling party member in his place. The opposition have condemned the ruling. The government clearly understands that any opposition candidate would beat any pro-government candidate, says this MP. If elections were to be held now for Kiev City Council, then 90% of seats would be won by the opposition. The opposition now wants to block the city council's work. The reason the court gave for its decision was that all local elections should happen simultaneously. This MP from the governing party says every Ukrainian citizen must abide by the court's ruling. Anyone can express an opinion, but the decision must be implemented. Parliament will set a date for the election, as indicated by the court. At last year's general election, opposition parties won almost 95% of the vote in Kiev. It's thought the impact of the court ruling could be felt beyond the capital. Our correspondent says the ruling means Kiev will remain without an elected mayor for over 2 years. Analysts say it favours the government, as the opposition won't be able to use elections in the capital as a platform for a future presidential poll.
Teenage prostitution is a problem that we've seen across Eastern Europe. And Ukraine is finally planning to do something to tackle the problem. They have seen prostitution among teens increase dramatically because of the economic situation there. We have this story from Claudette de Villers.
In Ukraine, June 1st marks Children's Day. However, an alarming number of teenage girls, many escaping problems at home, have turned to prostitution, around 11 to 15,000, according to UNICEF. The country is also suffering from one of the worst AIDS epidemics in Europe. Many teen prostitutes are unaware of the risks they are taking with their health. In the Mykolaiv region of southern Ukraine, 17-year-old Natalia explains how she first got involved in sex work. My friend has been doing it for 7 years. She told me I could do it too. At first I didn't want to. Now I have enough money. I can help my mum. She doesn't know what I do, not even my friends know. Natalia hopes to go on to study medicine, but Yulia has no plans to quit. There aren't so many opportunities to make money in our city. What I do really helps me, and I'm okay with it. I also like the fact that now I have someone to ask for advice, to talk to, and even listen to that advice in certain situations. But one of the most important things is I can check my health regularly and talk to a psychologist. In Mykolaiv, the Unitist charity works alongside UNICEF to help young people at risk of contracting HIV and AIDS. Out of 350 female clients, most have been tested. Up to 10% have the virus. One of the biggest problems is an extremely low level of knowledge and understanding of how HIV is transmitted. And even if people know it, they still do not regard this as an important risk. This mobile HIV testing unit can find women most at risk on the streets and provide them with advice and access to a psychologist. Studies show that use of mobile units can reduce the numbers infected. The nurse says when accidents happen and the condom breaks, you have to get a checkup.
And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Ukraine News Outlook. We'll see you in 7 days' time. I'm Keith Powell.
Smith is the Member of Parliament for Kildonan St. Paul in Manitoba and is considered to be Canada's leading anti-human trafficking advocate. On June 10th, she'll be in Kyiv, Ukraine's capital, leading the Canadian delegation to a two-day conference on human trafficking organized by the OSCE, the Organization of Security and Cooperation in Europe. Joy Smith has been selected as one of the dignitaries to speak at the opening ceremonies, as well as to make a presentation calling for more effective prosecution of offenders and better protection of victims' rights. She joins us now to talk about her upcoming trip to Ukraine. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Now, in your press release, you quoted Foreign Affairs Minister John Baird as saying that human trafficking is a dangerous and despicable crime. That's why we've taken action to make Canada a less attractive destination for these criminal ventures. It also said that you'll be sharing the Canadian experience with our international partners. Now, this suggests that Canada has been doing some pioneering work in combating human trafficking.
Absolutely. There has been a lot of pioneering work. Right now, in Canada, in 2004, human trafficking was under the public radar screen. And actually, with Bill 268, mandatory minimums for traffickers of children 18 years and under, it was raised up to the top of the public radar screen. This was because that particular bill made Canadian history by being the 15th private member's bill that amended the criminal code since Confederation of our country, since the forming of our country.
Wow.
So having said that, we started to talk, the victims started to talk, and I personally have worked with victims for well over a decade, and they were always afraid to talk because there were no laws put in place, no laws where they knew if they went and said anything and went to a court, the perpetrators would be put behind bars and they would be safe. So if they spoke out, if they said anything, they would, prior to this bill, they would suffer the consequences, and often that was beatings, often that was, could be even death in some cases where girls just disappeared because they rebelled and didn't do as they were told. So this Bill 268 did a lot to help the victims realize that we were on their side. And then of course, Bill C-310 came after that one. And it reached the long arm of the Canadian law to other countries in that case, where if a Canadian citizen or a permanent resident went to other countries and trafficked or exploited someone, they could be brought back to Canada to be tried. Because often the perpetrators pick places, as you know, where they go to countries that have very weak judicial systems and weak police forces.
Ukraine being one of them.
Yeah. So bringing them back to Canada is huge, because they won't get away. I also changed the definition or expanded the definition of human trafficking, because a lot of perpetrators got off easy, because when the victims went into a court of law and explained what happened to them, the lawyers would say, well, were you afraid in the beginning? And they would have to say, no, I wasn't. But the answer to that was because the judge and the lawyers didn't understand the nature, the clandestine, deceptive nature of human traffickers. The human traffickers come on as their friends. They lure the kids. They deceive the kids. It can be a boyfriend giving the kids anything they want until they're sold to somebody else. So, you know, I expanded the definition to outline to the courts the nature of what human traffickers do.
You're serious. People, judges and lawyers, couldn't figure this out. They didn't know, or they wouldn't believe people when they said that?
Well, you know what? They didn't believe them, and they didn't believe them because, you know, it's been well thought that prostitution is the world's oldest industry. It's not. Or oldest profession. You've heard that term before.
Yeah.
We've all heard that term.
Yeah.
I find that despicable.
It is.
It's the world's oldest crime.
Yes.
It's a despicable crime against innocent victims. And the problem is, once they have those victims underneath their spell, then what they do is it's like modern-day slavery. They tell mm-hmm. them what to do. They even tell them what to eat. Some of the victims even have brands on them.
Oh.
They're like cattle, bought and sold. So it's very important that these laws are in place. And then we put the Canada's National Action Plan in place as well. And that dealt with another aspect of the human trafficking problem, and that is the rehabilitation of the victims and the education of police officers so they know how to deal with this. We have to change a whole mindset
mm-hmm.
of Canadian police forces and the public. Because the public figured, you know, you've always heard those jokes about the girls, and
mm-hmm.
I find it despicable, the mm-hmm. torture and the what's going on with these survivors. It, you know, it's just terrible.
Well, the work that you've done, obviously, is helping that. And I think it's wonderful that it crossed partisan lines.
Mm-hmm. My first bill was passed in Parliament through the Senate when we were in a minority government. So in order to make the bill pass, you had to work with all sides of the House. And there's good people on all sides of the House.
Mm-hmm.
There's good people who want to do the right thing for the right reasons. But what I found out was they had to be educated. And my biggest task was to educate them. My biggest task was to have some victims come and testify and committee. And so people were educated. And once they were educated, the whole attitude changed. And our greatest challenge right now is doing just what we're doing today, being on the radio and talking about human trafficking. What is it? And how can we prevent it happening in our neighborhoods? And whether our neighborhoods are in Canada or Ukraine, there are neighborhoods. And victims are trafficked through, born and bred in Canada and trafficked across our country. Victims also come from other countries and are trafficked. But it's all about the predators making money off the backs of very innocent victims.
Now, how did you get... You're obviously very, very passionate about this, and you've been following this for a long time. Why? What got your interest in the first place?
My son. My son was in the Integrated Child Exploitation Unit. It was an integrated unit that came from RCMP, city police forces, and municipal police forces, rather, and specialists. And so he started tracking predators online. And he helped take down some pretty bad people. But one thing leads to another. It's like when you peel back an onion, the smell gets stronger and stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started working with systems when I saw the terrific change in my son. It took a terrible toll on him. And when he was in the ICE unit, he was in the child exploitation prior to that, or child abuse, rather, prior to that. But after, and he seemed to handle that. And when he got into the ICE unit, he was watching young children being raped by these predators over the internet, because a lot of them, to get their jollies, actually film the horrific crime that they do. And he could hear the screams of the children. He couldn't get into that TV and pull those children out to safety. And so when he left the ICE unit, he felt terribly guilty, but there's only so long you can stay in ICE.
Mm-hmm.
But following that, he continued his work, even though he went into other police work. He would give free seminars. I gave free seminars. We worked with the victims. And it became a big, big part of our lives because we knew it had to change.
And you said to me earlier that you are not a minister, which I thought you were, and that you would not be able to do the work that you're doing now if you were at the ministerial level.
No, I don't believe I would, because I center on the human trafficking and ministers center on many things. They have many different topics, many different aspects, and even in my life as a member of parliament, I'm the chair of the National Health Committee of Canada, and that keeps me extremely busy. It's very important. But and I do all the regular things, like I take care of my constituents, and I do all the seminars and things that I need to do as a parliamentarian. But my focus is to change, over and above that, is to change the buying and selling of our youth in this country, and to join hands with other countries that are doing the same. So we need to work together provincially, nationally, and globally.
So at this conference in Ukraine, what do you hope to accomplish?
There's some very important priorities that Canada has. As you know, the OSCE is the largest regional security organization with 57 participating states and 11 partners for cooperation, so it's quite big. And our OSCE membership provides Canada with influence on political decisions and commitments relating to new security threats and challenges in the region. Now, that includes terrorism, cybersecurity, and organized crime. And so the OSCE's area of work covers human rights. And stopping human trafficking is part of those human rights. So our priorities as a country at OSCE is preserving the human rights, tolerance, and non-discrimination. And that includes all sorts of things like freedom of religion and democracy building, those fundamental freedoms that we all hold so dear. It is also part of it, Canadian priorities, is to increase the regional security by strengthening the OSCE's conventional arms control regimes. So security building measures is what that is. We want to make the OSCE an effective tool for conflict prevention and crisis management. So strengthening the OSCE's work on transnational threats and security challenges, such as all these things, including cybersecurity and challenges stemming from Afghanistan, are all part of Canada's priorities. So now to go there to stop human trafficking globally and to join hands with our sisters and brothers across the continents with these 57 countries, participating states, is very, very important. So, you know, to go there is extremely important, and to talk about what we're doing to stop human trafficking right here in our nation, and what we're doing with our laws, and what we're doing with our national action plan to the fight against human trafficking is a priority for the Government of Canada. And we're sharing what is happening here, because we need to prevent the trafficking, protect the victims, and prosecute the offenders. And on top of that, we have to promote the partnerships, and that's what we're doing.
Well, really setting a good example on the world stage.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
So although human trafficking is largely a domestic problem in Canada, it's also a transnational crime. And as such, Canada has been a leader in the international anti-traffic efforts across the globe through its participation in international and supportive capacity building projects internationally. So we're an active component in the UN and in OAS and OSCE. So that's important. This conference is extremely, extremely important.
Thank you so much for joining us. Have a good trip. I hope it's productive, and look forward to talking to you when you get back.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And Joy Smith is back home now. You can find out more information about Joy Smith and her work at her website. Just Google MP Joy Smith. And from Winnipeg, that was Paris Dekeyev from their CD Variances, and that was Dance 5. For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, Saturdays in your part of the world on the PCJ Radio Network, on AM, FM, and shortwave radio. As well, Nash Holos broadcasts in Vancouver, Sundays at 5 p.m. on AM 1320 CHMB, and Wednesdays at 12 noon live in Nanaimo on CHLY 101.7 FM. In between broadcasts, you can find us online. You can find this podcast at the PCJ website, www.pcjmedia.com, on the Nash Hollis page, as well the other podcast links, as well as this one, at our home website, www.nashhollis.com. Нажами вчискінчили нашу програму. Ще час додому ви сказати до побачення, але перед тим я хочу залишити вас цими словами мудрості. Щоб дійсну ціну ворога знати, треба його довго-довго мати. And our proverb of the week translates as, to know the real cost of an enemy, one must have him or her for a very long time. And probably truer words were never spoken. Well, that just about wraps things up, and so we have one last tune for you to take us home, the Female Beat from Winnipeg, from their CD, Sealed with a Kiss, their most recent, and the Wedding Planner Polka. I'm Paulette Demchuk-McQuarrie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Hollis and PCJ Radio. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, do pobaczenia.